Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Welcome back to the show, 888-638-4876, if you'd like to get involved. It's Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers, live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hale Varsity Club. Currently drinking my coffee, courtesy of The Beanery, the official coffee of Coffee and Cream. They offer ice, they offer hot, they offer frozen. I'm drinking hot, DB, because it's cold outside, and I gotta stay warm.
You just
warm.
Said it was nice.
No, you said it was nice. No, you said it was warming up.
You did. You said on this.
Oh, it's nicer than yesterday.
Oh, well, yeah, it's all relative, right?
Well, it's still cold. It's still under 32 degrees.
So did you just only warm it up a couple of degrees, or just
stop
you?
It? No, I got the same. It's the same temperature as it was yesterday.
I think we got one.
They roast their own coffee. They're locally owned and operated. They have four locations in Gretna, Papillion, Ashland, and the new location, which they just opened in October, which is off 168th and Giles. Go to the Beanery. Get yourself a cup of hot Joe today.
Is that what you got?
It is right here in here. Smells good, too. A little French vanilla action.
I should send my buddy there and tell him to see if he can make up his own Hot John, because he likes another
place. Hot John or Hot Joe?
He likes another place in town.
Oh,
but his name
is
John. And I'm going to tell him, hey, you need to be going to the Beanery. The Beanery can make you a Hot John. You just call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, always leave the plastic on my rear windshield wiper, John, because it's always on his rear windshield wiper. I have no idea why he does that, but whatever.
Do you think Brandon Vogel does that? Let's bring him in right now.
No.
Hey, Vogues,
no.
Welcome to the show. Do you leave plastic on your rear windshield wiper?
No, I don't. Not on my current car, I don't have a rear windshield wiper, but that would definitely not be something I would do. Generally, we got to get all the protective packaging off of things. That's kind of my approach.
Same,
baby. I know we have limited time, but I have to ask you this because I forgot what the reason is. Why do they put that on the rear windshield wiper again? Do you know?
Great question. I can't.
Somebody told me once, and I forgot. Shane, do you know?
They're used to prevent the spinning bristles of the automatic brushes from getting caught in the wiper mechanicals.
Oh,
yeah. That's too advanced. That definition's too advanced for me.
Speaking of advanced, and that voice, Brandon Vogel, you're perfect. Do you remember, or is this revisionist history? Remember Coach P. Pelini and wanting to evaluate senior tape? Nebraska fans thinking that they didn't value in-state guys because he said he wanted to evaluate senior tape. It was coupled with the fact he was carrying in the mid-70s in terms of scholarship guys. How that kind of worked against him over time, right? If you were in the other camp, it was, those are Callahan's guys, and so that became a sticking point. But since this new staff has been here, we've heard big numbers, giving themselves a chance for a success rate. We're still needing to evaluate senior film, but we're going to give ourselves margin for error. Is that the difference in sentiment, or is it because we haven't seen him play a game yet and we're excited?
I think it might be mostly the latter. And, you know, Matt Rhule... So far, it is his press conferences are fun, laid back. He's kind of got this doc drop ready, Shane. He's got this kind of no big deal vibe to him throughout, and it's fun because, you know, yes, they haven't played a game yet, but I remember very well. I think all of the Big Ten media days that I attended, where Pelini was still Nebraska's coach, that would come up wanting to watch senior film. And back then, you could do it. You know, you only had the February signing day, but it always made people, I think, a little bit nervous because you're watching Nebraska would be into December and maybe ranked like eighth in the Big Ten in the team recruiting rankings. And then they'd end up about fourth, which is where they tend to end up, because they would go on a strong close, because that was how Pelini preferred to do it. But you're always walking this line of like, oh, are they just waiting for the season to get over to really get started here? Whether that was true or not, I do definitely remember that kind of being a perception.
Vogel, what was your biggest takeaway from that press conference?
the story of DeAndre Barnes, thought was really, really interesting. I think on a broader level, and you know, and Rule talked about this a little bit, but it wasn't really anything he said, but just kind of thinking about this class and what it'd be, you know, they're going to bring in with transfers and not even factory walk-ons into it yet. Almost 40 guys, I think 39 new players. And you think about that, and I think Rule said at some point, you know, since taking the Nebraska job, that first Baylor team, they had like 47, 48 scholarship players. They're bringing in 39 new players just to get this thing started. And you look at Colorado, I think Colorado's up over 40. It's crazy. I mean, how do you project that Colorado-Nebraska game next September, which maybe nobody's that interested in doing quite yet, when they both brought in almost 40 new players each? It's just a different era. You know, I think Rule did note, like, they were able to see senior film with just the timing of things this year. Probably not the case with a December signing day, not to this degree, going forward.
I actually think, you know, it's interesting. Because I would consider you extremely bright. You've listened to a lot of different speakers in a lot of multitude of various sports, academia, whatever. Do you find yourself falling victim to when messages are that disarming? Like, they take away your normal ammo and they keep you at bay because he's already divulging the counterpoints, i.e., the numbers, you know, hitting on 50%, the senior eval. Hey, we're still developing. We have to find guys. Those are who he's telling you the story all while booing potential counterpoints. Do you fall victim to that? Because I know you're smart.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's crazy.
It's kind of a great rhetorical tactic. You know, I wasn't a speech and debate person, so I guess I don't know the true ins and outs and science of this, but you can just see it from afar. Like, okay, you're probably going to ask about this. You're probably going to have this question. I'll just get that out of the way now. And I mean, you compare it to Bo Pelini, who definitely wasn't afraid to get confrontational. And I think about it for myself personally. By the time we got to the end of the Pelini era, I was just kind of like, you know, a lot of the popular criticisms that were out there, I shared. And obviously in retrospect, you look at that and you're like, nine games a year was pretty darn good. You were in the hunt, which now would be the thing I tell, you know, any coach out there for any team, not that they're asking me, but like, be in the hunt. Like, don't get tired of being in the hunt, because if you stay in the hunt, you get one of those seasons where, you know, things click a little bit, all of a sudden all your goals are possible. So yes, Matt Rhule does a very good job of, I mean, I think he does this naturally. I don't know how much strategy it is, but maybe, of just being disarming.
Hey, how about this? And we're going to play the quote here coming up, because, of course, I stood up and ran around the house fist pumping. What does this have to do with winning? Wins and losses, nothing but everything, right? That was in the conclusion of saying, we want to eat together. I want my coaches to eat together. I want our players sitting down without their phones, understanding that their family, that their brothers are important to them. Hokie 2023, we're on the fly. We get mad at drive-thru, or, man, I get it. Can't wait to watch this play out.
Yeah, the more college football I am fortunate enough to cover and follow, it kind of goes back to, you know, how I felt, you know, towards the end of the Bo Pelini era. Very different, you know, how I feel almost 10 years later now. Like, the more that I watch college football and college athletics in general, I think, like, true and lasting success is ultimately defined by how strong of a team you can build. And that is things like making sure these guys, you know, not making the guys eat together, but creating an environment where they want to. Creating an environment where, I mean, this might be a little bit tougher, where you don't have to say, hey, leave your phones outside. You know, some guys just start doing it naturally. And I think, you know, until you get up to the professional ranks, which, you know, might inform a little bit of what happened at Carolina, those things are really, really important. You got to have guys who want to go out there and play with and for each other. And that all sounds like touchy-feely, you know, I understand the resistance the resistance to it, but I really do think it's important.
And you guys, I'm telling you, and sure as I'm sitting here, I used to wonder how we were going to win at Nebraska because I felt like it was too lovey-dovey. Like, I remember being that guy in the locker room. I'm like, just yell at me. Like, tell me I sucked. Like, why are you telling me
there's
why are you telling me there's better in me? Like, how do you know? Right? Like, is that not crazy?
It is. Yeah, it is. And folks, real fast here, because we got about a minute and a half to maybe further the point, DBs, on, you know, this program or this fan base wants to see a winning program. But Rule is all about talking about the importance of teaching the game to the young players so that they can learn and mature here with this program, which could stand out to as, hey, we may not win right away. It may take a little time to win. So I use this word a lot, and I'm going to ask you again, and I'll give you about a minute to answer, but patience, like how patient does the fan base need to be?
I mean, it's always important, I think, realistically in today's college game with the ability to add 40 new guys, if you need to, if you want to, if you think that's how you can do it, you really get a year. I mean, unfortunately, I think the patience meter is shrinking because of the way the college game has changed. So we'll see. You know, I think Nebraska has a good chance to have some level of success right away in 2023. If they don't, it kind of instantly ups the pressure on the season that follows. But I think Rule is going about this the right way. He's good at messaging, as we talked about. So it'll play out okay for him, I think.
Brandon, you're the best, man. We appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks.
That's Brandon Vogel, managing editor for Hail Varsity. Toss him a follow on Twitter, at Brandon. Is it L. Vogel? I. Vogel? I think it's L. Vogel. The capital L? I don't know anymore. Some of these Times New Roman fonts, whatever it is. We're talking to Steve Jones next.